Bill for the stack.
I second, Madam Chair.
Alex
for the stack.
Alex.
The stack.
Carol for the stack.
Carol. Okay, I'm writing all of you down. Okay, William, would you like to motivate your motion? 90 seconds.
Okay, thank you. I think it's crystal clear that we're kind of late in the year for doing stuff that was supposed to start in March. We're supposed to have done nominations in June and be done and be on our way now. And there are all kinds of, well, several time limits that have to be met, and the bylaws have to be, not the bylaws, the timeline has to be, follow the bylaws, and these dates have to be, and time periods have to be changed. And in the past, we've had a lot of help from election committees doing this kind of thing, and we don't even have an election committee meeting anywhere. And then, so the timeline is way off, and it'll be very difficult to complete. And we don't have the money. I mean, where are we going to come up with, if somebody wants to estimate a low ball number, fine, but chances are that in a year where all mailing houses and other people are going to be very busy with national elections, we're not going to find anybody to do it cheaper than we've had it done in the past. So we're talking, you know, minimum 100 and some odd thousand, maybe more, just to get our elections done. And it's just, and it's been done before. I mean, this exact scenario was done, and as I said in the motion, the financial circumstances now are a lot worse than they were in, I think, was it 2013? We just don't have the money. We can't afford it. Let's just move on and start right in the next year as per the bylaws that and do the timeline in the bylaws starting in 2019. Thank you.
Yeah,
30
seconds. 90 seconds, sorry.
Who?
Bill.
Who?
Jan on the stack, please. Jan Goodman on the stack, please.
Bill.
Okay, Bill, my turn.
Madam Chair, what's the list of the stack, please? Clarification.
Bill, Alex, Adriana, Dwayne, Carol, Jan.
And Joseph Davis, please.
Okay.
And Benito.
Okay.
Should I go?
Go ahead, Dan.
And Grace, please.
Okay. Grace. Okay. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, thank you. I'll be brief. I'm opposed to the motion. I'll say first, the PNB shouldn't be messing around with this. Okay, the PNB from the bylaws is supposed to stay out of it. And a lot of the complaints I have heard, or objections I have heard, I'm not referring to William Hairwagon, but a lot of other people who are objecting, I know for partisan reasons, because they're happy the way it is right now. They don't want to see an opponent or opponents to their friends in the elections. I'll also say that we do the elections way beyond what the bylaws require. They do not have to be as expensive as we have them. And I'd like to see if, like Tom was talking about, if he can extend the period of time, perhaps even modify the RFP if necessary, and see if we can get some proposals from election supervisors or potential NESs of ways we can reduce the cost. I mean, I have ideas. I'd be glad to share them, and I hope other people would send their ideas to Tom also. But there are ways of cutting costs. No other nonprofit that has elected boards has elections that cost anything like what we have. And our bylaws don't require all of the gyrations that we do that also make them extraordinarily contentious. But I'll shut up for now. Let's just vote this down and move on. We have a lot more things on the agenda for our
William
Hairwagon 20 minutes.
Personal privilege.
Go ahead, William.
I don't think the director should be attributing to me what he thinks about his friends or anybody else that they're doing this for electoral reasons.
I'm not.
There may be some people doing that. You just accused me of that, that you think that
no.
I have some political aspiration. I'm going to be off the board. My time limit is up, so I don't care. But I think it's horrible that you would chair that you would allow this person to say that about me or anybody else. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
He explicitly excluded me.
Excuse me, Jan, you don't have the floor. 1 second. Wait, return. Okay, please. Thank you. Alex?
Okay, you can say that you're for democracy and extend the terms of delegates. That's simply a contradiction. We have delegates that are terming out should be termed out, and if they win a new election, then that's the way it goes. And if they don't win, they don't win. And you can't say that we're saving money if you're talking about a 3-year cycle, and you're going to postpone an election from 1 year to the next. You're still going to be spending the same money in that 3-year cycle. Furthermore, you may know or you may not know that some very large bequests have come into us. I'm not at liberty to discuss details right now, but we have some bequests that have come into us recently. We have the money to pay for this. And I agree with Bill, we could do it far less expensively than it has been done in the past. And furthermore, the National Board has no business getting involved in this. It was a really bad mistake when it was done in 2013. We should not repeat that mistake. We need new elections, and we should proceed. And any adjustments to the timeline should be done by the National Election Supervisor when that person is appointed.
Thank you, Alex. Adriana, you have the floor.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. I don't need to talk on this.
I'm sorry? You're giving up your slot?
Yes. Take me off the start, let other people speak.
Okay, Dwayne, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, it's difficult not to demonize people when you don't agree with them. And their nefarious excuses or reasons for what they do, laud yours as being very honorable, which is a lie and just simply not true. The last election was hijacked by Mr. Bill Crozier and Mr. Grace Hare. And I know for a fact because I was a target of all the money they were able to flood. When you're talking about your wanting to...
Dwayne, please refrain from characterizing other people.
Well,
thank you.
I don't care. I'm going to state the facts, and I just stated them, but now I'm going to move forward. Now, the reality is that I would love to have an election. I've been lied about me and my reasons for supporting the idea that we don't have the money to pay for an election. If we have all this bequest, well, then why has not the pension been first in line so that we can get the National Labor Board off of our back? Why would not the other items that we owe be in line? We have people that's willing to serve on the previous elections that have not been extended. We have a mechanism in our bylaws for the local LSBs to fill in. So this idea of demonizing people because they see the numbers and they know the money is not there, and any money that's there should be procured to pay the exploding obligations that we have, and not try to placate democracy by trying to have an election that you can't afford. You got people that you've already elected
time.
That's willing to come sitting on the list right now.
Okay. Thank you very much, Dwayne. Carol.
First of all, our bylaws, and having a 2-year break instead of a 1-year break greatly limits the pool of people who can become directors. And the California Corporation Code has strong prohibitive language about directors extending their terms. And one can argue that by limiting the pool, that directors essentially can extend their terms. And so it's improper for us both in terms of our bylaws and the California Corporation Code for us to interfere with going forward with this process, even though we're late. I understand the financial concerns, and those concerns might be directed in terms of us looking at what kind of governance structure we might go to. But this is, there's another impact in terms of the pool of candidates and the 2019 PNB. There will be nobody from KPFA on the PNB in 2019 should we not have elections, because the KPFA majority of our board believes that the interpretation of our bylaws requires the certified NES list as being the one that has to be you know, used, and then after that, according to Article 4, Section 10, that people can be, the delegates can be elected by the board. We have not filled those seats in deference to the
20 seconds
animosity to our interpretation, disagreement with our interpretation, but we're not going to move on that, which means that all of 2019 there will be no KPFA people who you will recognize as
time
being properly elected. That may be an argument for some of you to go forward. I don't know, but in any case. So I'm against
thank
the motion.
You. Thank you. Jan?
I want to start out by quoting the California Corporations Code, Section 5220, just to make it super clear that we can't do this. And I'm just going to quote this one sentence of it. It's in Section 50, it's California Corporations Code, Section 5220, Subsection A. It's the third sentence. It says, no amendment of the articles or bylaws may extend the term of the director beyond that for which the director was elected, nor may any bylaw provision increasing the terms of directors be adopted without approval of the members. That means if we want to extend the terms of any of our people who are now sitting, we have to have an election by all of the members approving such an extension. Obviously, that's going to cost as much as just having the election. This is not optional. We can't just say, oh, we're not going to do it this year. It's the law. It's not just our bylaws that say we have to do it. It's the corporation's code. So, you know, there'll be litigation over this, which is going to end up costing more. We just need to have these elections to get people elected for the terms that they should have, and as somebody said, there is
time.
Some money forthcoming, and we need to pay for it. Thank you.
Thank you, Jan.
William for the stack. At the end.
That's what you do in the end, okay. Joseph, you're next. Could we hear from Afia? We haven't heard from Afia on anything for a while, so... Go ahead,
Afia. Okay, I'm not sure if I'm in the right place at this point, but it seems to me that the bylaws are silent as to how to resolve being out of time, and on that basis, that Robert's Rules comes into play. And I would think that it's on that basis that we would find support for delaying the elections and to restructure, to modify the timeline on that basis. In addition to which, I would agree that it makes more sense, and a court would certainly recognize the prioritization of the allocation of funds this being the first that any of us are hearing of these new funds, but certainly to make sure that the employees are taken care of. The pension fund is addressed a longstanding debt and being out of time. So not to mention the state attorney general continuing to look over our shoulders. I think that the idea of persisting in having an election when they're that's not going to have a negative impact on the organization substantively, but using the funds, those funds, for not using the funds for the election for not using the funds for the election for more permanent negative impact would be recognized as reasonable by any court.
Carol,
we're out of time for this item.
Thank you.
We're 3 minutes over time.
Madam Chair, item two. Madam Chair, do we have time on this item? Yes, it is.
We've been going 23 minutes.
Bill,
Madam Chair.
Madam Chair,
I hear you. I hear that as a point of order. Adriana, are we out of time on this item?
We are out of time right now. Please tell Bill if he wants to. He wants the ID. What else does he want? He doesn't count this.
Okay, Adriana, thank you. Okay, so can I have a motion to extend?
Madam Chair,
10 minutes.
I need a motion for 10 minutes.
Second.
Second
by Joseph.
Any objection?
Yes, this is Grace. I object.
Okay. Okay, this is going to take. Madam Secretary, take the vote.
Yes. Okay. Aaron?
No.
No. Jonathan Alexander? Mm-hmm. Kess Nave?
Yes.
Yes. Corey?
Yes.
Yes. Crozier?
No.
No. Joseph Davis? Joseph?
Yes.
Can't hear, yes. Catherine Davis?
Abstain.
Abstain. Diaz?
Yes.
Yes. Goodman?
No.
No. Kierwagon?
Yes.
Yes. Jacobs?
No.
No. Lark?
Yes.
Yes. Loffer?
Pass.
Pass. Leon?
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza?
Yes.
Yes. Randall?
No.
No. Sabah? Not on the call. Steinberg? Alex Steinberg?
No.
No. Travis?
No.
No. Voorhees?
No.
No. Washington?
Yes.
Yes. Can you pass?
No.
No. One moment. I have 9 yes, 9 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Okay, what, 9? 9?
9 yes, 9 no, 1 abstention.
Abstain. So this motion fails?
Abstain.
All right, so this motion to extend fails. and we need to go to a vote on this.
Madam Chair, point of information?
Yes, Adrienne?
Yes, I heard the motion, but then I heard two directors, Guzman and Travis, talking about directors, and the motion has nothing to do with extending the time of directors. Have to do with extending the delegates, not the election. Have nothing
okay,
to do with
you, Adrienne. I think you're debating. Thank you.
William, point of order.
Yes, what's your point of order, William?
Okay, I understand we may be out of time, but I believe that procedures call for the maker of the motion to be the first and last speaker.
That's correct. But
I would like my
point of order. No,
only if we have time.
Point of order, Spill.
Wait, I'm dealing with William's point of order right now. Mr. Parliamentarian, excuse me, Bill. We're out of time, and William made a point of order that he gets to speak last, but we are out of time. So does he get to speak?
Well, Robert's Rules of Order says that when you're out of time, no one else can speak. Now, if the PMB has some kind of a standing rule that I don't know about where the maker of the motion can motivate one more time at the end, I've never heard of that in Roberts. When you're in Roberts, if you're out of time, you're just out of time.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. We are out of time, so we need to go to a vote.
Thank you.
Thank you. So we're going to vote on this motion to go back to the motion. William, could you just read the resolution part of your motion, please? Again, I'm looking through it and. The PNB authorizes maintaining the required two elections in 3-year period, but that the sequence of our elections for this 3-year period, 2018 to 2020, shall be the second year and the third year, 2019 and 2020, rather than the first year and the second year, 2018 and 2019, and specifies that the next delegate elections shall be held in 2019 in accordance with the bylaws, election timeline, and current delegates shall continue to serve until the next election, except that those meeting the individual and absolute 6 consecutive cumulative year limit are automatically removed and replaced from the runners-up list from the last election, and if exhausted by an appointment by the local station board, as with other delegate vacancies per Article 4, Section 10. Directors shall be elected to the PNB in January 2019 as per usual. So, Madam Secretary, would you take the vote, please?
Yes. Aaron. Grace Aaron.
Mansoor is here.
Can't hear Grace. Jonathan Alexander is not in the meeting.
This is Grace. This is Grace. I'm here, and I vote no.
No. Kathnave.
Yes.
Yes. Corey.
Pass.
Crozier.
No.
No. Joseph Davis.
Yes.
Yes. Catherine Davis.
No.
No. Benito Diaz.
Yes.
Yes. Goodman.
No.
No. Heerwagen.
Yes.
Yes. Jacobs.
No.
No. Lark.
Yes.
Yes. Loffer.
No.
No. We own.
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza.
Yes.
Yes. Alex Randall.
No.
No. Sabah.
Can you, I'm sorry, I'll just start on, can you briefly tell me what it is?
We're voting on the election, the delegate election timeline motion that...
Eliminating election year.
No. I'll vote no for that.
We're not voting on eliminating injections. We're not voting on eliminating elections. Excuse me.
No, I vote no on that. Thank you.
Sabah votes no. Steinberg.
I'm sorry, I'm driving. It's noisy.
No.
I'm gonna put everybody on mute. I'm gonna put myself on mute till I call on. But it's noisy, so I don't want to interrupt anybody.
Thank you.
Okay,
Steinberg.
No.
No. Travis.
No.
No. Voorhees.
No.
No. Washington.
No.
Yes. Washington votes how?
Yes.
Yes. Corey, you passed?
No.
No. One moment. Okay, I have 8 yes, 12 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Abstain.
Chair abstains. 8 yes, 12 no, 1 abstention.
All right, so this motion fails, and I still see that we have a problem. And that we'll have to deal with, and we'll have to continue discussing that, how we're going to create the timeline for the election.
Fair.
Okay, next
Janet.
Item. Yes, Janet.
So the time certain for the someone from NIDA to be on the call is in 1 minute.
The next item was the committee report. We don't have time for any committee reports, but if I would like to ask if you haven't convened your committee yet, I'm going to appoint, we're going to have another convener for your committee, I just want to, we're going to have to do that, like, so. So for governance and elections and programming committee have not met yet. Also, I don't know if, and Adriana and was going to work on the mandate with Grace, the mandates of the ad hoc committees, and those ad hoc committees are the programming committee, the election committee, the personnel committee, strategic planning committee also already has its mandate.
Yeah, William, with a suggestion.
Yes, William.
Yeah, it's possible in, I think it's Robert's rules, that members, it doesn't have to be the convener or a chair, members can schedule meetings, even committees. So, yeah, why don't you ask members of the committees to start a meeting rather than starting the whole process over again. All they have to do is schedule a meeting.
Thank you, William.
So, this is Janet.
Yes, Janet.
So Anita Sims is on the call now.
Great. Hi, Anita. Welcome. So
board, we have Anita Sims from NIDA, the company that we chose to provide accounting services for us. And welcome, Anita. And would you like to give a brief description of your services you're going to be providing for us and take a few questions?
Sure, absolutely. Absolutely. Again, I'm Anita Sims. I'm an employee of NETA, referred to as NETA. We've been processing or working with the business center for about 19 years, providing accounting services to public broadcasting stations and foundations. I have about 31 staff. And as we are starting to kind of learn about Pacifica, we will be starting going on site to the different stations beginning next week. Again, the charge for us is to go ahead and start working to try to meet the deadline for the audit and also to help perhaps to work on the pension. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, very clearly. Thank you.
Great, great. Again, I have about 31 staff. Six of us will be on this project to start out with, and our goal is to work on the audit to get it ready. So we will be traveling to Berkeley on the 16th to be there for a few days to work with staff. Again, if you have any questions for myself, be happy to.
Okay. Tom, do you have any thing you want to add to what Anita has said?
Yes, I mentioned this in my IED report, but NETA as an association has been around for about 40 years or more, and as Anita said, the NETA Business Center has been in place for 20 years. One of the advantages for us is their experience with CPB as we seek to become reconnected with the program. I know the work of NETA. As I said in my IED report, the economics were favorable, and we're just very much looking forward to working with them.
Thank you. Anybody else? And Anita, you're going to be with us in the closed session, too, in case we have some things that we need to ask you that should be in closed session, right?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, go ahead, Bill.
Okay, first, thank you, Anita, for joining us, and thank you for working with Anita to help us get things under control and get things going. As you were mentioning, the audit's obviously a priority, and I am really concerned about the pensions. And one of the issues is exactly how much work and time is going to be required to even just find out how much money we need to put in for each individual employee for each year. I think it goes back to 2011 or something like that. I think we only paid for 1 year. And I know last year, our CFO and I was the IED last year, we were very frustrated, and it took too much time for the available staff we had. So do you have any idea how long that might take before we can at least find out how much money we need to put in so that can get started?
Well, no doubt. I'm sure it's going to take us several weeks. But Tom and I have talked some about the pension. I have about four people that I could put on the project. We've already started. And obviously to ask questions, but I would say easily 3 weeks, perhaps more. But what we started and what we need access is really to the payroll records going back, and that's what we don't have.
Right. Okay. Well, good luck. I hope if we can help, let us know.
All right. Thank you.
Are there any other questions for Anita?
Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana.
Thank you. I am sorry that, I heard from some of the employees. I want to know how versed you are in Great Plains, because you know that the foundation just updated that, we update our accounting system, and we know that two of the stations that are WBAI don't use the system. I know that you will be going there, Nita from your office will be going there, and I want to know if you are helping them to update their system and use the Great Plains accounting system that the foundation uses. Thank you.
I did not hear the question, not totally, but I think she asked if we were going to help them with the current system. Is that correct?
I was asking. Can everybody can hear me now? Madam Chair, if you ask people to mute, I hear a bunch of noise in the background.
Could everyone please mute their phones if you're not speaking?
There's some drip, drip, and some searching noises. Thank you. There, again. Madam Chair, I'm sorry, Anita. My question was about...
Just clarify,
...was about Great Plains. If you manage the system, because you know that the foundation just updates our accounting system, but you are going to WBAI and PNW that they don't use Great Plains. I'm asking if you are helping them and your company is helping them to come to and use Great Plains, that is the foundation accounting system, and if you are well versed on that. Thank you.
We know Great Plains, the product, very, very well. We will do whatever we can to help all of them. And, our goal, obviously, is to provide consolidated statements. So that is my understanding of the final issue. Is that correct?
Dwayne, to this day.
Okay, I think that's correct. Thank you very much. Dwayne, go ahead. You have a question for Anita?
Thank you, Madam Chair. My question is a follow-up to the issue that you stated. You found it difficult, if not impossible, to get personnel records. Were you specifically talking about payroll records?
Well, we don't have access as of yet, but I'm sure that we will. What we're wanting to see, and I'm really going by the management letter that you received last, is to find out what the issues were from the last audit. So we're in the midst of that. And as soon as we have access to be able to view and to test, then we'll already have started to create a spreadsheet of what those, the last 5,500 that was submitted for the association or for the foundation. So that's really what we're doing currently.
Thank you for the answer.
Thank you. All right. Are there any other questions for Anita? For open session? Okay.
Sorry, if nobody else have a question, I have a question.
Okay, we still have time.
Thank you. You know what? I don't know if you are in possession already of the last financial information, because did you receive the cash flow forecast already? They said that the national office, because we want to be sure that you have it, and we ask you to send it to the PMB too. Because we want it's some kind of planning some kind of cash flow forecast, supposedly till September 2019, and somebody said that those plans exist, and I want to be sure that you are in possession of that. And if the answer is yes, do you think that you can send it to the whole PNB? Thank you.
I think that would be for her to send to Tom to send to us.
Madam Chair, I cannot hear you.
Go ahead, Anita. I think you have to answer the first part of that question as to whether or not you actually have it, and if you could send it on to Tom to send to us.
Yes, actually, Tom sent it to us, so we do have it, and we're starting to review it. And I wanted to add also, I do have a lead senior controller on the account. He actually will start working to verify the cash flow, and at some point we probably will continue to or do it in culmination with staff. So yes, we do have it.
And the strategic plan to repay our debt too, right? Yes, I'm asking if you have two, because we are supposed to have a strategic plan or some kind of plan of repaying the debt that the foundation has. And do you have those plans too?
Yes, we do.
Thank you.
Yes, William for the stack.
Yes, William.
Hello, thank you for joining the meeting. Are you aware of a document called the Accounting Policies and Procedures Manual?
No, I do not have that.
Okay, there is an old one, several years old now, that needs to be updated, but you should at least be aware that it exists and maybe think about things that you might want to update in it. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have a question for Anita. Anita, this is Nancy Sorden, the chair. And I'm looking forward to your working with us and helping us to get our audits, get all our information for our audits done, and I'm wondering does your firm also work on helping nonprofits get their internal control systems in place? And will you be helping us with that?
Yes, I mean, right now, Madam Chair, we have a team of six people. So what I'm hoping is to kind of divide and conquer, if you will. Have some of us working on the audit and others looking at the processes of how it's working in order for us to write up some recommendations. So, to Tom. And again, our whole purpose is, yes, to answer your question, we do go on site for the purpose of doing a desk review solely to write up recommendations. And this is, we have to review, you know, the procedures currently in place and to see that everything is as accurate. And, again, for the whole purpose of looking at your current system and being able ultimately to be able to provide some timely financials.
Wonderful. Okay. Yes, Sophia, go ahead.
Again, thank you for joining us this evening. And my question goes to our readiness and ability to meet CPV requirements so as to ensure receipt of grants that we're otherwise entitled to.
Correct.
And I do understand that that's one of the goals also. And yes, we do are very familiar with the compliance portion of CPB, and we work with probably 30-plus stations. So very familiar with that process. Tom and I have already started to talk about that. And one of them, of course, is to follow the discrete accounting that is essential in all the minutes of the boards and what have you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. If there are no other questions, we can ask Anita to join us back again during the
executive session.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Adriana. So, Anita, would you be able to join us back on the closed session? Madam Secretary, what time did we have her scheduled for her to come back on? Let's see. 10:55.
I will call back in at that time.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Adriana.
I have a request because we already did it in writing a lot of times. I want to know what the cash flow that was sent to the auditors. We want the plan, the strategic plan that they have. We need that. We need that information. Is any way, this question is for Tom. Tom, is any way, if that was sent to the NITA people, can be sent to the PMB like we request before?
Yes, Madam Chair.
It's vital for us.
Yes, Madam Chair, just briefly, Anita was mistaken about having sent that to them. I have not seen it myself. We have access to Sam's computer, and what the auditor has said is that this was something that was sent to him, so I'm looking for it. I've gotten access to the emails and I've changed the password, and so I'm looking, and I will be glad to send that to you as soon as I can find it.
And the next question is, do we think that we have money for the audit? Did you see how much money do we have? Is there any
this
way that we can have any of that information?
Yeah, the audit's just not a choice. We have to make it happen.
I know. But do you have any other financial numbers? Because the last one that the PMB received is October 31st, 2017. Is any other financial information?
Okay.
And if you have it, please send it to all of us.
Madam Chair.
One second, everyone, please. Okay, so we only have 1 minute left, so go ahead. We don't have time to do anything else because we have a time certain of 10:25 to end and go to executive session. So go ahead, Dwayne. What did you want the floor for?
Madam Chair, I request to expedite that our IED wouldn't have to go through so many emails, that if Ms. Anita would simply forward it to him now, in this transition from our open to our private meeting, and all of us then would be able to have it.
I don't think that she was mistaken. She does not have it because he hasn't sent it to her yet.
And I don't have it.
We have now reached time certain, so...
Yeah, William, before we close, please, Madam Chair.
What do you want the floor for, Benito?
Yeah, I just wanted to request that the last vote on the election timeline, that the Secretary... you know, published the voting pattern, how each person voted, and I realized
I should have.
I believe that's always part of the minute. Okay.
Excuse me, people.
Chair, this is.
If I may finish speaking, I wanted to request this information before the vote, but I wasn't able to get the floor before the vote starts. So that's why I'm asking that.
Okay, Medea, I don't understand your question because and we were in open session when everybody said their vote, and the votes are specifically in the minutes of the, and they will be published on the website, and each person's vote, yes or no or abstain, in the open meeting minutes is always shown. So I don't understand what you're asking. Something other than that.
Chair, this is
Nothing else. But yes. I didn't get your response. But are you saying that the votes are automatically recorded because it's an open?
Yeah, everybody can hear it, and also in the minutes, it's written. And when the minutes are published, they're public, and everyone's name is, it's shown how they voted, yes or no, or abstain, or voting not present, not voted.
Chair, this is Janet.
Yes, Janet.
So I thought you had adjourned the meeting like 3 minutes ago.
Thank you, Janet. We are adjourned.
William, quick question.
No, we're adjourned, sorry.
I have the same code.